Welcome. Welcome to the Wiki Whack.
The Wiki Whack. The whack about wikis.
We just get on Wikipedia and we just whack around.
We dive right into those realms of Wikipedia.
And what's our topic going to be about today?
Today, all of this will be posted late, so y'all will hear it probably tomorrow. But today is Friday the 13th.
Woo!
Do, 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 do. That's the wrong tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's.
I'm not sure what Friday the 13th. All I know is the Halloween's, I think. Go, 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 go. Die, 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 die.
Yeah, so maybe I am right. Maybe it's do, 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 do.
We have already done that in like 3 episodes. That is a Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah, I always forget that that's Twilight Zone, and Twilight Zone's, for some reason, in my head different than what I think it's going to be, and it's not, and then it's...
Okay.
Really raspy. Like, it just sounded like an old smoker lady. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
To learn about Friday the 13th.
Yes. I would be really interested in knowing... I'm really interested in knowing why Friday the 13th, known for its dates.
Like, why people say be cautious on Friday the 13th?
Yes. And I didn't know if it was just the movie, or if it was actually a scary day before that movie came out.
Yeah, I'm sure the movie was based off of the scary day, if I had to guess.
Well, let's dive in!
You got it!
Okay.
Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day in Western superstition.
So just Western.
It occurs when the 13th day of the month in the Gregorian calendar falls on a Friday.
What's the Gregorian calendar?
The Gregorian calendar.
What's the Gregorian calendar?
I guess it's just a calendar of religious holidays and periods. No, that's the liturgical year is the holidays and periods. Liturgical. I don't know what the it's the Western calendar. The Gregorian calendar is also called the Western calendar. It's different from the Julian calendar. Do you know what the Julian calendar is? I only know the Julian calendar because at work. The Julian calendar is like just the what number of the day of the year it is. Like January 1st is 1 and then 2, 3, 4. It's just the numbers.
Cool.
December 31st is just 365. I only know that because I have to use it at work.
Uh-oh.
Like yesterday was 133. It makes today 134.
Friday the 13th.
Okay, anyways. That was really off topic. Tangents. The fear of the number 13 has been given a scientific name. Triskaidekaphobia.
Spell it.
Triskaidekaphobia.
Triskaidekaphobia.
I've been practicing that word.
Triskaidekaphobia?
Shut up.
Triskaidekaphobia.
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 Dekaphobia.
Dekaphobia.
Analogy to this fear of Friday the 13th is called... I didn't see this word, so I've been practicing it even more. Periskaidekatriophobia.
Let me see it. Yeah. Periskaidekaphobia.
And it comes from the Greek word periskivi, meaning Friday, and dekatres, meaning 13. So it literally, the fear of Friday the 13th literally translates to Friday 13.
Makes sense. And it just makes a word that's about 40 letters long.
Yeah, it's long. The superstition surrounding this day may have arisen in the Middle Ages, originating from the story of Jesus' Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there are 13 individuals present in the upper room on the 13th of Nisan, which is Maundy Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday. While there is evidence of both Friday and the number 13 being considered unlucky, there is no record of the two items being referred to as an especially unlucky conjunction before the 19th century.
So some people think it was back then, that far?
I guess. I guess it has to do with the Last Supper, because there's 13 people that ate at the Last Supper.
Interesting. I did not know it came from...
And then he died on Friday.
I don't get it.
13 people, and then because 13 has always supposed to be an unlucky number, and Fridays are an unlucky day. So the 13 people that ate the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what I took from that.
Interesting. I didn't, yeah.
I would have never guessed it came from Jesus.
Nope. I did not know it was a Christian, scare.
Me neither.
A Christian scare tactic?
You don't learn about that in Sunday school.
Nope.
An early documented...
Did you not know that Friday the 13th was started because Jesus died on Friday?
I bet if you asked about it in Sunday school, they'd probably be like, that was witchcraft. An early documented reference in English occurs in Henry Sutherland Edwards' 1869 biography on Gioacchino Rossini, who died on a Friday the 13th. Rossini was surrounded to the last by admiring friends, and if it be true that, like so many Italians, he regarded Fridays as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number, it is remarkable that on Friday the 13th of November he passed away.
So he thought it was an unlucky day?
And an unlucky number.
And he passed away.
I wonder where his soul went.
Straight to the dinner table.
Probably, because this picture of him, he looked like a robust man.
Not really.
He looks rather robust to me.
He has some nice curls on his head. Let me see him again.
Does have some fancy curls. He's fancy.
He's dressed in black. Nice curls on his head. What's his name again?
Rossini.
Rossini. So what's he have to do with Friday the 13th, though?
I don't know. He didn't like that day, and he died on that day.
So who is he?
Oh, I can click him. I can click him and tell you if you really want to know. He really looks robust in this picture.
I guess.
He was an Italian composer who wrote 39 operas as well as sacred music, chamber music, songs, and some instrumental and piano pieces.
Some people probably like that kind of stuff, but actually I don't mind it.
His best-known operas include Italian comedies, the one I can't pronounce, Cinderella, and William Tell.
Let's go back to Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Because him, I just don't really want to talk about.
Okay, that's fine. Because why? Okay.
Yep.
It is possible that the publication in 1907 of Thomas W. Lawson's popular novel, Friday the 13th, contributed to the disseminating the superstition. Disseminating.
So Friday the 13th was first a book?
Yeah, 1907. I kind of wouldn't mind checking that out.
Wow.
In the novel, an unscrupulous broker takes advantage of the superstition to create a Wall Street panic on a Friday the 13th.
Oh. So it's literally nothing to do with the movie still?
No.
Okay.
A suggested origin of the superstition, Friday the 13th, 1307, the date Philip the Fourth of France arrested hundreds of the Knights Templar, may not have been put together until the 20th century. It is mentioned in the 1955 historical novel The Iron King, 1989 work Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry, and The Da Vinci Code. I guess that event of Philip the Fourth of France arresting hundreds of the Knights Templar. According to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, an estimated 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by the fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Some people are so paralyzed by fear that they avoid their normal routines in doing business, taking flights, or even getting out of bed. It is estimated that $800 or $900 million is lost in business on this day. Despite this, representatives for both Delta Airlines and now defunct Continental Airlines have stated that their airlines do not suffer from any noticeable drops in travel on these days. In Finland, a consortium of governmental and non-governmental organizations led by the Ministry of Social Affairs and Health promotes the National Accident Day, which always falls on a Friday the 13th.
National Accident Day?
Apparently they have one of those there.
Who is it?
In Finland.
So it's just National Accident Day.
Yeah,
can you click on that?
No. I don't know why they have a National Accident Day, but...
Just falls on Friday the 13th, huh?
Yep. A study in the British Medical Journal published in 1993 concluded that there is a significant level of traffic-related incidents on Friday the 13th as opposed to on a random day such as Friday the 6th in the UK. Which is funny because there's like a three or five car accident earlier today.
Yep.
And then there was another one going the other direction.
That is weird.
And an elderly lady got hit by a car today.
National Accident Day.
Had a lot of accidents in this area today.
Two.
They were big ones. Well, one was a, yep, definitely a big one.
It completely shut down a highway
for hours. However, the Dutch Center for Insurance Statistics on June 12th, 2008, stated that fewer accidents and reports of fire and theft occur on the 13th of the month that falls on a Friday than any other Fridays because people are preventatively more careful or just stay home. Statistically speaking, driving is slightly safer on Friday the 13th, at least in the Netherlands. Netherlands, not Neverlands.
So Netherlands is actually safer?
Mm-hmm.
And who was more dangerous?
Britain, UK. In the last 2 years, Dutch insurers received reports of an average 7,800 traffic accidents on each Friday. But the average figure when the 13th fell on a Friday was just over 7,500. So... woohoo.
So, some countries report less, some countries report more.
Yeah, but they, when they're saying less, it was only like 300 less in the whole country.
No.
For that day. So,
about the same.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty equal, personally.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, in Spanish-speaking countries, instead of Friday, it's Tuesday the 13th. That's considered the day of bad luck. The Greeks also consider Tuesday and especially the 13th an unlucky day. So if you go to Spanish-speaking countries like Mexico or I don't know if Spain because it says Hispanic and Greece, they think Tuesday the 13th is unlucky.
Why?
Tuesday is considered dominated by the influence of Ares, the god of war. A connection can be seen in the Roman etymology of the name in some European languages. Mardi in French or Martes in Spanish. The fall of Constantinople to the Fourth Crusade occurred on Tuesday, April 13th, 1204, and the fall of Constantinople to the Ottomans happened on Tuesday.
Istanbul, Constantinople, it's Istanbul, Constantinople, it's dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun.
The fall of Constantinople to the Ottomans happened on Tuesday, May 29th, 1453, events that strengthened the superstition about Tuesday. In addition, in Greek, the name of the day is Triti, meaning literally the third day of the week, adding weight to the superstition since bad luck is said to come in threes. Groups of threes.
Three, 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 three.
That was four threes.
March the 3rd, 3,333. Can you imagine when those people get to that date?
They're going to freak out in Greece. Greece will shut down.
March 3rd, 3,333.
That's going to be like, what was that date?
Could you imagine that being on Facebook right now? If we ever made it to that day?
Be like 2000, Y2K. That's going to be Greece's Y2K.
Yep. 3333333.
In Italian pulp culture, Friday the 17th, not the 13th, is considered a day of bad luck. The origin of this belief could be traced to the writing number of 17 in Roman numerals XV11. By shuffling the digits of the number, one can easily get the word VIXI, I have lived, implying death in the present, an omen of bad luck. They're really stretching for this. In fact, in Italy, 13 is generally considered a lucky number. However, due to Americanization, young people consider Friday the 13th unlucky as well. They probably just follow what America's doing because they don't understand why Italians are doing it.
I don't get it. Nobody knows. So, Tuesday the 13th, Friday the 17th. Friday the 13th, all bad days.
Those are all bad days in the world.
It doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?
No.
Because I'm normally happy that it's Friday the 13th. Because you know why?
Because it's Friday.
Yep. So maybe Monday.
Yeah, Monday the 13th is awful.
Monday the 13th or like Sunday night. Sunday night the 13th. That's a terrible day. Tuesday is pretty terrible. Tuesday the 13th.
Wednesday the 13th kind of, well, you just agreed with the Greeks there with Tuesday. Wednesday the 13th sucks. Friday or Thursday the 13th sometimes is okay because sometimes I get Fridays off work.
Mm.
Like today, Friday the 13th wasn't anything because I didn't have to work anyway. So I literally laid around until probably 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
So I think we should start right now. Monday the 13th.
Yes, that's the new Friday the 13th.
It's unlucky. It's bad.
Yes. Monday the 13th, nobody should do anything that
day. And we can make a horror movie out of it.
Call into work.
Because everybody's like waking up and they're like, oh, and they're like all tired and sleepy.
It's going to look like zombies are walking everywhere. It's going to be a zombie film.
But they're all just tired and sick of going into work on Mondays.
What if, and this would be really awful, what if Monday the 13th was the day after the Super Bowl? That'd be the worst Monday the 13th.
I'm not sure if it ever lands on probably doesn't.
Probably not, it's too late. It would still be really awful.
Monday the 13th, the new horror day.
Horror day?
Horror.
Oh.
Horror day.
They said horror day. Say, whoa. Nope. Whoa, Nelly.
Is that all of Friday the 13th?
That's all I got for you.
That's it?
That's it.
So it's really just
It's just because Jesus.
Jesus started it.
Thanks a lot, Jesus. You made Friday the 13th unlucky.
Because
you died.
Because he died.
And you ate with 13 people the night before.
Okay. And then, who was the Greek god?
Ares.
God of War.
Yep. That was a really good PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah.
I liked it. We probably still have it downstairs.
It's not too shabby. Well, that's all we got for you then. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Yeah. I hope y'all had a great Friday the 13th. Hope nothing horrible happened to you.
I hope you are just getting off of work.
Or going into work.
No, hope you're not going into work. She would hope that.
It's Saturday.
She would hope for anybody to go to work because she's not a nice person, but...
I forgot Saturday is after Friday.
But, make sure you subscribe.
Review. Like us on Facebook.
Yes, like us on Facebook.
We like interacting with our fans.
Yep. And also, after you like the page, leave us a comment and let us know what topic we should do next.
What do you want to learn about?
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? What do you want to hear?
Because typically what you guys want to learn about, we are also learning about it at the same time.
So please, subscribe, review, like us on Facebook, leave a comment, and share our page, our podcast, all of the above.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's all you gotta do. We're not asking that much.
Nope.
Listen, like, review, share.
You can literally subscribe. Do all that in 3 minutes. Right. You can actually do it while you are listening to this right now.
Exactly. So just...
And just, all you have to do right now, this second, get out your phone, get
your
one friend...
Just come move your thumbs.
Like, one friend, that's it. Just say, hey, you should listen to the Wiki Whack podcast.
And then tell them to do all the same stuff, but they'll already know because they're listening to us, so you won't even really have to repeat it. And then, da-da-da-da!
Yay! Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.